to Tango Mobile.
To Rusty, KO4HKX.
You must be between stops right now.
How'd you figure that out?
You're talking on the radio, otherwise you'd be out talking to your customers, not to me.
I am making my drive down Wade Hampton to get to the other side of Greer.
That'll get to you, and all. Yeah, I'm headed over to some lunch now, and just left an appointment I had. Now I'm headed to go to Olive Garden and have some lunch.
When I just finished up, I met another distributor over at the Haywood Mall for lunch, and now I'm heading back over to my afternoon route.
Got a place over here in Spartanburg where there's some kind of interference that interferes with this one repeater, and that's the only thing it messes up. But I'm headed now, and like I said, I'm going to go over to Olive Garden and have lunch. And by being this late, I missed the noontime crowd.
Bet you hate that too, don't you?
Yeah. And also, you know, I'm in and out. I'm past the noontime crowd, and I'm past the first after lunch crowd. So by the time I go out, I sit at the bar anyway. And I've known the gal, the bartender there, for years, and I've been going there for a while. So I'll go there and sit at the bar, and I get good service, good conversation, and not have to worry about fighting for a booth or a server that I like or something, you know?
I try to do the same thing. I like to frequent the same places, and that way I deal with the same people, and I know what I can expect from them.
On Sundays, I'll go, there's a seafood place over here, Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant, and I happen to be very good friends with the owners. I've known them since when the place first opened. They actually managed it for the guy that owned it, and now they own it. They're part owner in it, or most owner in it. So, and I've seen them, known the couple for a good long while, and seen their kids grow up and everything else too. So, you know, you get places like that, and I know when I go in there, I get the same. I usually get one of two different waitresses, and they both know me. And by the time I've sat down, they're there at my table with what I need for the pre-meal, and you know, and then all I gotta do is just decide what I want and order it, and they take care of me that way. So, you know, and I'm one of these guys that I don't go by this, you know, whatever the minimum is for a tip. I tip for the service I get, not for just what they say I should give.
Agree with you. I'm the same way, Rusty.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's something I learned long years ago, and I'm much older than you are, Patrick, that if you get good service, you treat the people right, and you'll get good service, and that's the way I look at it. You know, I treat them right, they treat me right, so I go in, I get good service, and everywhere, so hey, and all it takes is just a little bit extra, you know, above the regular tip. And I hate these places that you go into that automatically add a tip, because then the waitress gets kind of messed up with me, because I don't like when they do that. I hate going to one of those places like that, but someplace you got to deal with it.
A one-time visit for me. Don't spend my money for me. I'll do it myself.
Bad service, I'm not going to give a good tip. You know, I'll give something that's just a tip, but it's not going to be a good tip. Because if I get bad service, I will let people know.
I'm with you. And why do I feel like I'm the youngin' on this repeater?
Let's see. I turned 75 here back in April, Patrick.
Backwards, I'm just a year younger than you are.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, but you know, that's the way it is. And the thing about it is, I, I'm older than my dad was when he died and all, because my dad died at age 33 and I was only 10 years old. I was 10 years old, my sister was 6, my other sister was 3, and my brother was 10 months old. So that tells you it's been a long while.
That's been a while, and I hate to hear that.
Fact of life and all, he just got something that they couldn't really know what to do about it back at that in the 50s, because this was back in 1957, so. Anyway, and he lived through Pearl Harbor, and he lived through the bombing, the shelling of Korea, and then he got a form of cancer, and that's what got him, so. Anyway, well, I am pulling in here at the Olive Garden, and I'm going to go in and find me a good place to park, and then go park myself inside. Patrick, behave yourself. Be careful out there on the road this afternoon. We'll talk to you later. KO4HTX, W2T73.
W2T, good to talk to you this afternoon, Rusty. And perfect time. I'm getting ready to pull in also. And you enjoy your meal. KO4HTX, and I'll be clear.